President Bush's financial package for Iraq and Afghanistan is moving ahead on Capitol Hill. Today, notwithstanding bipartisan concern about the $87 billion price tag, the House Appropriations Committee rejected Democratic attempts to cut reconstruction costs or to replace some grants with loans. NPR's Peter Overby joins us now from the Capitol. And Peter, there are a lot of issues at play here, everything from the spending level to where the money's going to the way the administration has been handing out contracts. First of all, did the committee agree to everything that the White House was asking for?
No, not quite. They trimmed about $300 million. They took a little off the top. They couldn't swallow the costs for two prisons, for a fleet of 40 garbage trucks, equipment for Iraqi traffic police, things like that. And they also moved some money around. The appropriators decided they didn't want to build a new children's hospital in Basra, for instance. So they took that money and they put it into improved health care around the country.
And it sounds like those cuts were not to everybody's liking.
That's true. Almost everybody on the committee made clear at the outset they were going to be voting for the final bill. They don't want to leave the troops or the reconstruction in the lurch. But most of the Democrats also voted for a big Democratic alternative amendment. It would have sent half the money for reconstruction to the World Bank for loans, loans that would be supplemented with money from other countries. The Democratic amendment also would have raised the whole $87 billion by killing tax cuts for the top 1% of taxpayers.
And did that notion to roll back those tax cuts get any votes on the Republican side?
Not a one, not surprisingly. In fact, during the debate, the Democrats barely mentioned the tax cut aspect. They put most of the emphasis on supporting the troops. Democrats went on at great length about thousands of troops lacking body armor despite congressional mandates. They said that only 20% of the troops had purified water, that entire units were coming down with dysentery. At one point, John Murtha, he's a Pennsylvania Democrat, a Vietnam combat veteran, he said he was going to be voting against the Democratic amendment, but he said that administration officials had taken decision-making away from the front lines. And Chet Edwards, a Democrat who represents Fort Hood in Texas, he stood up at one point and said that yesterday he got the death notice for three soldiers from his district, and he started talking about shared sacrifice. He went from shared sacrifice to the administration's attempt to close a Veterans Administration hospital near Fort Hood. Democrats started applauding. One of the Republicans, another Vietnam vet, Duke Cunningham from California, called out, "You're being political."
Peter, what happens now with this bill?
Well, it's expected on the House floor on Thursday. The White House is getting most of what it wanted. All the reconstruction money will be grants. None of it will be loans. And the Senate has been waiting to see what House Appropriations would do with the reconstruction side of the package. Now they know.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
NPR's Peter Overby at the Capitol.